With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. We are at the National Equine Forum today and we're really lucky to be joined by Rowley Owers. How are you?
I'm really well, Amy. It's great to speak to you.
Thank you so much. This is exciting. It's a big day for you because you chair the panel of speakers.
Yes, it's a horse hour for you and it's a horse day for us. But the panel of speakers is just 1 hour and it's a great opportunity, especially following, you know, the result of the EU referendum. So clearly Brexit is very much front of people's minds. So we thought we'd get a really sort of distinguished panel together to just discuss what that might mean for the UK horse sector.
So what does it mean for you having to chair it then? What are your duties or responsibilities? Do you have to calm everybody down and make sure they're all polite?
Well, my number one duty is to keep to time. The likes of Tim Bridgestock, the forum chair, is a taskmaster for time. So that's the number one duty. But obviously then to try and get a good balance between getting the panel to really sort of be able to put across their thoughts, and because they're such an experienced panel, but also then to get a really good balance of interaction from the audience where people can ask questions and also make comments on what's been discussed.
So who were in the panel this year?
Oh, well, we've got a great panel this year. We've got Claire Salmon, who's chief exec of the British Equestrian Federation. We've got Nicky Newcombe, who's chair of BTED, the British Equine Trade Association. Simon Cooper from Weatherby's. And Graham Cook, who's recently in post as the UK Deputy Chief Veterinary Officer.
Oh, wow. So that will be really good, engaging conversation, won't it?
It will. And hopefully we've got, you know, we've got someone who's going to talk about sport, someone who's bringing, you know, trade issues to the fore, someone who obviously has got a focus on racing. And then in Graham, someone who's from government. So it should be a really good blend.
So let's picture this then. For those that can't be there today, is this like the president's campaign where you're the little man stood in the middle trying to keep them all calm and pushing the questions from the audience across?
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, people will have probably watched Question Time. This is a very civilised Question Time. So, yeah, I'm on the panel with in the middle and we've got two either side and we're facing the audience. The audio visual at the venue is brilliant and we'll have about 220 people in the audience. And so the idea is to, after some introductory comments, get into as many questions as possible. Clearly, Brexit, there are far more questions and there's probably no answers. But I think it's a great opportunity for people to bring forward what their concerns and indeed what their opportunities are for what we're going to go through.
Brexit is a really tough one. I think it's impacting everybody a lot more than we're actually thinking about. So it's good to bring it into the forefront. Was it you that came up with that idea?
Well, the wonderful thing about the forum is it's got an organising committee, and so it's always a collection of ideas, and indeed someone will have the start of an idea and then it's developed. So I think it was very easy, though, to come up with the idea of Brexit, because clearly, as you say, it's such a big issue. Mm. And whilst, you know, in some ways it has already impacted us, you know, the value of sterling has gone down and that's impacted on all of us, and especially if you're importing goods into the UK or exporting. So there are some issues there already, but clearly there's lots of unknowns. But I think it'll be a really good opportunity to get a feel for what people's thoughts are on the opportunities and the threats.
Well, as the chair, you're, I'm sure, not allowed an opinion, which is going to be quite hard, isn't it?
Now, like all good House of Commons speakers, I'll be ruthlessly neutral. Obviously, I mean, I'm there not as Chief Executive of World as Welfare. I'm there as the chair of the panel. And it's for me just to facilitate discussion, keep us to time, facilitate discussion and get through as much as we can. And obviously, I suppose another key thing is just not to get us sort of stuck in a rut. ruts, because sometimes they will get down into a specific area of something that's quite detailed, and actually the panel is all about trying to get through as much as possible.
Mm. Now, isn't this the third time that you've been the chair?
I think it is, yes. We've had a couple. For the last 2 years, we've mainly had chief veterinary officers from the devolved administrations and from the UK, and that has got us through a lot of, you know, interaction between government and the horse sector, and it's proved really useful in that. And I think we'll probably do that again in the future, but as given the focus of today's discussion, we felt it was really valuable to get a broader input onto the panel.
So how did you first get involved with the National Equine Forum?
That's a very good question. I was first involved, I suppose, about 5 or 6 years ago. I was invited to come onto the organising committee. It has a very wide range, the organising committee. Clearly, the equine sector is really broad, and so they always seek to get people. And I think people are asked on individually as opposed to being from an organisation. But second to that, they do try and make sure that there's not too many trade people, not too many welfare people. You get a balance so that when we're putting together the programme, because that's the primary role of the organising committee, is to bring them together, the programme, is that we can have a really good discussion about what the current issues are, who's best to speak, and how well to fit that in together.
What's so lovely is that, well, obviously it's an honour to be invited to be part of the NEF, but that everybody that I've spoken to so far is so passionate about the industry. And I thought it was just us amateur equestrians, you know, that believe in our horses and believe in the industry so much. And the lovely thing is seeing that it comes from the top too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what people forget. So many people think the equine sector is quite narrow. It's not. It's hugely broad. And the fact that it brings in £7 billion a year. It turns over that's its financial impact on the UK and employs tens of thousands of people. So it's hugely relevant. And it's a wonderful opportunity today to bring together so many facets of that sector, from therapeutic riding to health to welfare to trade, and obviously sport and racing. So it's as you say, people are very passionate, but it's also a lot of fun too.
Mm. Well, thank you for chairing it today. I'm looking forward to seeing you at work, and we'll be tweeting out some photos as well.
And, oh, wonderful.
so we can see everything that goes on in the forum today. And we will be catching up with you again, Rowley, very soon.
Thanks, Amy. Luckily, I'm only chairing 1 hour of the day. The rest of the time I can leave it to the professional Tim Brigstock. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm at the National Equine Forum all day today, and I'll be bringing you interviews with guest speakers, with some of the experts. We'll be live tweeting the conversations that are taking place and photos too, so you can get involved in what's happening at the NEF. Tweet us your questions. What do you think about some of the subjects that are being talked about? Just use hashtag horsehour, hashtag NEF17. The experts here are talking in detail about how we can make changes to the industry, how can we improve our equestrian industry? And you're part of that as well. So do tweet us your opinions and your questions. I will speak to you very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.